This is Simon Le Bon.
I'm Nick Rhodes. We're from Duran Duran.
This is Aurelio Voltaire.
This is Charlie Daniels of the Charlie Daniels Band.
I'm Danny Elfman from the band Oingo Boingo.
This is David Arkenstone. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I mention that about Halloween music in every episode, in part just so no one is surprised when September turns to October, but also to give those that love Halloween something, I hope, to look forward to. It's still April, and we're about halfway to Halloween. And while I'm a little late to the party, halfway to Halloween has kind of become a thing. Some even go so far as to say it's like what Christmas in July is to Christmas. Well, I don't think it's gotten that popular, at least not yet. Here's what I have found out about halfway to Halloween. Halfway to Halloween, also known as Halloween, is typically celebrated around April 30th or May 1st, marking 6 months before October 31st. This unofficial holiday is a way to start the spooky season early, with some communities even having festivals to mark the occasion, and some in the entertainment industry using it as a way to tease some of their movies, music, events, etc., that will be on the way later this year. Last year, Spirit Halloween marked halfway to Halloween with a teaser video on their YouTube channel posted on April 29th. They used the occasion to promote some of the new items that would be debuting in their stores the following fall. They also did something similar the year before, and I imagine they have something else similar planned for this year. The Disney Parks blog also did something similar last year, promoting some of the Halloween events that would be coming to the parks in the fall, and I'm pretty sure they'll be revisiting that shortly. There is a Halfway to Halloween festival that will take place in Riverside, California on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and there's also a Halfway to Halloween expo in Ann Arbor, Michigan on May 10th. Fright Reads Book Festival is presenting a Halfway to Halloween event in Glen Burnie, Maryland, April 26th, at a mall with at least 60 Halloween vendors. Blumhouse is celebrating Halfway to Halloween this year by re-releasing Megan, Annabelle, and Ma in theaters, coming out one after the other beginning on April 30th. Shudder's annual Halfway to Halloween celebration returned in April with a month-long programming lineup celebrating the halfway point to their, quote, favorite day of the year, end quote. The 2025 lineup for Shudder includes, quote, a killer selection of new original films and series, end quote. I don't know of any particular music-related events, at least not yet, though there are some themed concerts taking place all over the U.S., but no music festivals, at least none I'm aware of. But as far as music goes, I can tell you that Jennifer Nettles and Kevin Bacon have released a soundtrack to his new Amazon Prime series, The Bondsman, Hell and Back, some of which you'll hear on the Sounds of Halloween this fall. This seems like a good time to talk a little about the Sounds of Halloween. For those who don't know, the Sounds of Christmas becomes the Sounds of Halloween for the month of October. For those 31 days, we give White Christmas a rest and delve into our library of songs for the spooky season. Some of it's pretty obvious: Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, songs about things you associate with Halloween. Ghosts, monsters, werewolves, vampires, witches. Some are scary stories, and some are about candy or trick-or-treating. I also include some songs from scary movies and TV shows. Some of those are pretty creepy, and some are funny, and many are in between. While there are some kids' songs, like the Count from Sesame Street, a few of the songs do have bad language, and some of the themes of some songs are straight out of horror movies, and those probably aren't for little kids. I only say that so you'll know that for the month of October, parental guidance is suggested. On the Sounds of Christmas, I play many versions of many songs, so you won't just hear Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas. You'll hear lots of different singers and bands, old and new, offering their takes on that classic. And I do the same thing with the Halloween tunes. For example, I have around 30 versions of Ghost Riders in the Sky, though I may not get to all of them this October as I try to separate songs and artists so you don't hear the same songs and same voices over and over. During the Sounds of Halloween, you will hear from many of your favorite Christmas music singers and bands, including Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Mannheim Steamroller, and even Bruce Springsteen. There are songs about killer tomatoes, black magic women, and haunted houses. There are also songs about alien invasions, invisible men, and over 36 takes on I Put a Spell on You, although I probably won't get to all of those either. And I play a lot of Disney songs from movie villains and from spooky shows on Disney+. I also have at least half a dozen songs from Mystery Science Theater 3000. Since last October, I've added hundreds of new songs to the Sounds of Halloween library, and I've no doubt there will be more to come. There are lots of scary movies that will be coming out between now and then, and sometimes, not always, but sometimes, those soundtracks usually have at least one or two spooky songs. That's not the only place to find new Halloween songs, of course, but that's the only source that gives us particular release dates. Unlike Christmas music, there aren't a lot of artists that put out Halloween-themed albums. Though last year we did get Spooky Jazz Volume 2 from Hannah Gill, and before that, Dance Macabre from Duran Duran, and Voltaire's The Last Halloween Party. I should also mention that I haven't just been adding new releases to either the Halloween library or the Christmas library. I've discovered, and in some cases rediscovered, songs from seasons past. For example, since we're talking mostly about the Sounds of Halloween, I just recently came across covers of I Put a Spell on You from Cliff Beach and Judith Owens, not together. I found covers of Wicked Game by four different artists and three versions of The Phantom of the Opera, and covers of I Want Candy, I Want to Be Evil, and a version of Ghostbusters performed by Bruce Springsteen. No, really. And it's not just covers. I also came across Jeff Castellucci's The Loch Ness Monster, Halloween Face from Widespread Panic, and Gal Gadot's song from the new Snow White movie. I also find new songs from some of the artists that are so kind as to advertise and support the Sounds of Christmas, like David Arkenstone's The Fog and David Browning's Haunted Hearts. I'm sure there are lots more to come. There always are lots more to come. Of course, your mileage may vary on some of these. Some of the songs I mentioned and others from the movies or artists that I didn't mention might evoke that Halloween type of feeling for you, or they might not. And again, this is all my opinion. I run the Sounds of Christmas the same way. There are some songs I just don't play that just don't feel like they fit, that they're particularly Christmassy to me. Other people may not feel the same way about those same songs, and that's okay. We all connect with different kinds of music in different kinds of ways, similar to how we celebrate holidays. As I mentioned, the Sounds of Halloween happens from October 1st through October 31st, and the new season of the Sounds of Christmas begins on November 1st. And this year, for the first time, in celebration of halfway to Halloween, I'm mixing in some small samples of what you'll hear in October when we switch to the Sounds of Halloween. Not a major change in programming, just once every hour or so, a little taste of Halloween music. That will happen all day on April 30th and May 1st. I figured since I do have our annual Christmas in July event on the way, the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, I should do a little something to celebrate halfway to Halloween. I'm really excited about the Sounds of Halloween coming in October and the new season of the Sounds of Christmas beginning on November 1st, and I hope you'll be able to spend at least part of both of those seasons with us. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Halloween spirit and a little Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station if you're looking for Christmas music, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. And that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that and find your favorite, click on over, then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, or for that matter, the Sounds of Halloween, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. May you always believe in Santa Claus and the Great Pumpkin.